Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl, explore your world, live it fast, and make it last.
Live from City Center at White Plains, Westchester Talk Radio presents the ninth edition of Fran's World. This is Jim Cleefield speaking. Fran's World is produced by Char Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram. We are at Char Creative. And now the show starring the woman who really loves to talk. She lives in her world, and we're welcome to it. It's Fran's World. And now, here's your host, Fran Capo.
Yay! Hey, how are you, Jim? How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Fran?
And it's a good Friday. It's a good Friday for many reasons. One, because I have a fantastic show lined up, and because it's actually Good Friday. So that works out both ways. So, like you said, we're here in City Center, and I just want to let people know things that I've been up to. You know, we had that show at Terramina's, my comedy show.
It
sold out, and it was actually really funny because in the audience, a lot of times it's a stand-up comic. You'll see somebody that, you know, kind of stands out, and there was this one guy, and he was a really sweet guy, but he had an eyebrow that looked like one of the Muppets. And I kept staring at that guy going, sir, you can't move the eyebrows that way. I can't concentrate on my act. So I made him stand up, and everybody was looking. It was like that unibrow. But he was a really, really nice guy. He had a good sense of humor. And I don't know, you know, the people on my Facebook page, you know, I was on Australian TV on a show called This Morning Show on 7. So the link is on my Facebook page, and people can see it. And they had me reading The Three Little Pigs. And what was funny is they all go, we love your accent. I go, my accent. Your whole country has an accent. And so, and the other thing that's really cool is I was in a movie called Father and Father. And remember, we had Tom Renner here a couple of episodes back.
That we did.
Yeah. And Tom and Mark, you know, were the producers of that movie, and they submitted it to the Sunscreen Festival in St. Petersburg, Florida. And out of 600 films, only 30 films were chosen, and Father and Father was one of them. And that's one of the films where I play a fast talker. That's a real stretch for acting, of course, for me. But I play the fast talker, and then I overhear a confession, and they throw me in the trunk of a car. So during the whole movie, you see me talking from the, well, you don't see me. You hear me talking from the trunk of the car. So that's coming up. And plus, my book, Hope for the City of Light, The 44 Secrets of Happiness, is doing really well. It's all about, you know, new beginnings. So it's Easter, new beginnings. And you can always check out everything I do at Facebook, Fran Capo, on my website, FranCapo.com. So you know that my belief is always, if you want to do something, you find a way. And if you don't, you find an excuse. Right? Because people go, oh, I want to do it. I want to lose weight. And I'm like, why do you have those 5 bags of chips in your hands? You know, no, you know, but I can't. I have to eat these chips. They're nutritious. You want to do something, you find a way. Now, we have a great show lined up for you. If you're a history buff and like to learn a little known history, or you want to learn about someone who had a 17% chance of living to transform your life, or you just love listening to gorgeous music, or you want to find out how to get the best water for your body, my guests on today's show are going to tell you all about that. Now, my first guest sitting next to me, and if you're watching Facebook Live on WestchesterTalkRadio.com, you know he's sitting next to me because he's right here. All right, it's not hard for you to see, unless you're not looking. But, so, I will give you a little history here. If you love history, you're going to love my first guest. Kevin Titus is a renowned U.S. presidential historical actor, historian, and author of 2 historical books. He's also a justice of the peace. Anybody want to get married here, let us know. He's a justice of the peace magistrate in the state of Connecticut. Well, maybe not here because we're in New York. Okay, he has been in several historical movies such as the 1992 Bonnie and Clyde True Story, the 1994 Starkweather Murder in the Heartland, and the 2001 movie Point Blank. He is best known as portraying 1930 gangsters. Don't worry, he's not packing right now. He's also portrays Benedict Arnold, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson, and Warren Harding. He's currently shooting a movie where he plays President Woodrow Wilson. Please welcome my first guest, Kevin Titus. Woo, everybody. Crowd goes wild. You start over there. Crowd goes wild. Okay, great. Okay. Even that little baby there. Okay, great. Everybody's happy.
Want me to kiss her?
Yeah, you kiss that baby. You're okay. President. You got to kiss her. Okay. So first thing I want to ask you is, I'm not exactly sure, does a justice of the peace magistrate actually, like, do trials or do...
We do small trials, like, within the local jurisdiction, and we marry people, but unfortunately, I don't prefer that part. I prefer the judicial part.
Oh, you don't prefer marrying people? You hope you don't like
the divorces.
Well,
some of them are too young.
Yeah, I mean... Right? You're like, listen, you're three, you're a dyke. It's not a good thing.
You're right. Well, how about ones that come back and say, look, after 2 weeks, we want to end this marriage, and can I end it? And I'm like, what?
Really? Wow. You know, maybe you should think about it more than a week before you decide you're getting married.
Yeah, really.
Okay, and maybe not do it while you're drunk. Okay, so, but that being said, so how do you go from, you were, okay, so it's like, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Were you the a judge first and then an actor, or an actor and then a judge?
Actor and then a judge.
Ah, okay. So did you act as a judge in something and then you went, you know, maybe I should do this for real?
Well, yeah, I actually portrayed a judge in the 18th century, a TV series. You've all heard of Turn?
Yes.
Well, I played a kind of a justice magistrate in that, in a scene we filmed out in Virginia.
Oh, cool.
And then I started thinking, you know, maybe this would be kind of cool, be the real thing.
Be a real thing. Well, I hope you don't do that with everything, because if you play a murderer, I don't want you, you know, please.
Oh, well, okay. The gangster arrow, yeah.
Right, gangster, right, exactly. So, all right, so you were acting and then you became a judge. So that's what I was going to ask. Now I know how the transition came about.
Right.
So now, you're judging in the day and acting at night?
That's a good question. Sometimes I do both times. Sometimes I do, like, night court for the teens. And,
okay.
On certain days of the week, I'll be a judge in the morning. And then on weekends, no, I don't do judging. I'm out becoming a president.
Yeah, becoming a president. Now, I heard that you really get into your roles, because I was supposed to go on set, but because of the snowstorm, they had to delay that. It was in Monroe, New York, right?
Right, right.
And that's where you're shooting the latest film?
Yeah, and by the way, it's called Quantum Productions is doing it. Harvey Keitel's son's filming it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's very cool. And so explain the difference between being a historical actor and just, like, a regular actor?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Historical actors, I think we do it better. They like the fact that they're getting the... I think they think the money's the good part of it. We kind of do it because we like to. And we can actually tell this real story truthfully, where they'll do the scene in the film and then they walk away and it's over with. With us, we live it.
Yeah, so... Okay, so, yeah, so now this is my question to you. Well, I have a lot of questions to you.
Okay.
Okay, so you've always been fascinated with history then, right?
Yes.
Now, do you have, like, a website that has history on it? Like, how did you learn the history? Is, like, they tell you you're going to play Woodrow Wilson and then you learned it, or you already knew about Woodrow Wilson?
I actually already knew about such people because, like, Woodrow Wilson, not many people know a lot about him.
I'm going to ask the audience a quick question. Anybody know what President Woodrow Wilson was? What number? Time's up, 28. Okay.
Right. Right. And then Warren G. Harding is the one that I'm only person I'm supposing in the world that portrays him, because nobody even remembers who he was.
Yeah, isn't that terrible when you're a president and nobody remembers you?
Everybody doesn't know. Well, I'll tell you, he started Social Security, he started the VA, and he also started child labor laws to protect children in the 1920s.
And all things that are still in effect today, and people don't even realize he was
correct.
The one who did
it. He did it.
You know, people, no offense, a lot of people just... don't
yeah.
know.
You're
okay.
right.
They probably don't even realize they're in the United States. Okay, so so you know a lot, and I saw a video of yours online where you were doing Benedict Arnold.
Oh, yeah, that's like the only thing that people can't never have done before.
But, you know, it was fascinating watching it, because you were talking about how, as in character, Benedict Arnold started doing the things he did. And it's so much more interesting you doing it as the character
right.
than coming out and going, let me tell you about Benedict Arnold, because you were dressed in the full garb. And by the way, do you own those clothes?
Oh, yes. They're probably the most expensive attire I've ever spent money on in my entire life.
I'm sure your wife is happy about that, knowing that you spent more on that than the tuxedo at the wedding. But, no. But
should ask the other half what she thinks.
Exactly.
Right, Deanna?
So you love both, doing both of them, right?
Yes, I do.
And you do personal appearances as well as these characters, right?
Oh, yes. I'm here to see you, aren't I?
Well, who are you playing today? No, go ahead.
I don't know. I have Deanna here with me.
Who are you playing, big boy? No, okay. Hey, I got to get my way. Mae West, did you know she was a president? No, I'm only kidding. Okay. But so I told you that I would come up to you if you were on set, and you told me that you actually have security guards with you that will say you can't go near the president.
Right, and we have actually, I have my own personal, like, Secret Service type actual bodyguards, and like I said, we're doing it April 7th. You still have a comp to come, you know.
Oh, thank you. I'm performing myself on April 7th.
Security's prepared for you if you did pop up.
You do? Yeah. Prepared for me? What prepared does that mean? I'm going to be handcuffed and bound?
No, you're going to be welcomed in to meet the president.
Oh, I love it. I'll say, I'm here to see the president. Please, step aside.
That's it.
I don't care if you got your coat on and your official garb there.
That's right.
Yeah, so that is the next place that you're going to be, April 7th?
Yep.
And May 16th and June 12th, you're going to be somewhere else.
We're going to be in Albany, New York, doing some filming.
Okay.
And then on June 12th, we'll be in Connecticut in the town of Winstead. We're doing some filming there about World War II.
Really? And I love that you know all this history.
Oh, yeah. I come pretty well. I cover you from, like, 1600s to the Cold War era.
And you have it in your mind, or you have, like, little cheat notes?
No, I have it in my mind.
See, when I write a book and I write all the historical things, like, you know, I write it. Once it's on the page, I'm like, oh, who wrote that? That was me. That was great. Okay. Is there, like, a website that people can follow you?
Sure. You can get us. You can look us on Facebook for DEOA Historical Association or Kevin Titus.
Say that slow so people can actually write this down.
DEOA Historical Association on Facebook.
DEOA Historical Association.
On Facebook.
Okay.
Kevin Titus as Warren G. Harding.
Okay, and that's T-I-T-U-S, Kevin. Yeah, if you don't know how to spell that, I'm going to help me out there.
Right.
And Kevin Titus. Okay.
And we have an email of lowercase KVNTITUS, number5@gmail.com, where they can directly contact me.
Okay, so and, now all of a sudden everybody in the mall is going to be asking for Good Friday specials.
Yeah. Well, I hope they buy my books. I have two books, you know.
And what are the names of your books?
Oh, let me show you. I brought two copies of my book for you, Fran. They're autographed.
Thank you.
They are autographed.
I love it. Gifts.
And here you go. Here's the famous book you've been asking about. Bonnie and Clyde, the legend lives on.
See, now if you're watching Facebook Live, you can actually see the cover. Okay, but if not, you know, this replays and you'll be able to see it then.
And in back, it'll tell you all about where I started and look at that.
We got a whole about the office section.
And all about me and the news and everything way back.
Yeah, well, not so way back. You're not so old.
Well, I'm getting old. And then this is my second book, my recent, this one.
Okay.
I was there when that happened back
Tornado Terror. Attack Washington, D.C. destroyed. Okay, obviously, guys, you know about this part in history. So, what's the name? Are you allowed to say the name of the movie that you're shooting now?
It's supposed to be called Wilson the Dark Days.
Wilson the Dark Days.
It's supposed to talk about the end, toward the end of World War I and when he passed away in 1921.
Okay, and is it a full-length feature?
It's supposed to be, from what I understand, it might be a miniseries. There might be several chapters.
Cool. And who's putting it out?
Well, Quantum Productions. I know their call. They're out of California. And
that doesn't matter. Kevin's in
but
it.
I think,
that's important.
Well, no, it does matter. But I believe it's Harvey Keitel's son's doing it. You know,
that's
the actor
awesome.
And director.
Yes.
Those are yours, and they're autographed in the first cover for you. So.
Great, thank you. I'm going to just have Matt hold them here while he reads.
You read them. Give me your critic cue, will you?
Yeah. he's reading. He doesn't even realize we're doing a radio show right now. He's going, oh, this is a good book. Forget about the radio show. Okay. So that's awesome. So now, is somebody, you know, because actually I never heard, like, historical actor. You know, people usually just say, I'm an actor, I'm playing this one. But the difference would be that you actually know about the characters. And it's not just a study that you're doing at the moment. It's that you knew about the characters. You're entrenched about them.
I think I sent you, might remember, somebody just sent me a plaque recently to my house.
Yes, that was cool.
And saying, this house is lived in by Kevin W. Titus, the renowned presidential portrayer known as the New England White House. That's pretty cool.
That is really cool. I sent it to you. I'm glad you like it. No, I'm only kidding.
Oh, you did.
It was me. No. No, but that is really cool that, I mean, you get that recognition. You're a celebrity in your own town.
Well,
they think it Please, don't put down.
I'm just Kevin, that's all.
Okay, and I'm just Fran, so there you go. Okay. Kevin, it was wonderful having you on the show. Please follow Kevin Titus. He's got, if you are into history, this guy really knows about it. And seeing his stuff live, it's really cool because he's in the moment. And you go up to him and, you know, you're shaking hands with a president from the past.
And can I just say one thing? I'd like to say hello to my daughter, Kimberly, my son, my stepdaughter, and Deanna's family and my family, and I hope you're all listening. If you're not, I'm not going to ever tell you again.
That's right. You better be listening. He's going to come and check. It's going to be questions.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with Fran's World. Stay tuned.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl!
And we're back. Welcome again to Fran's World. We're broadcasting live from City Center. And of course, we wouldn't be able to do this. It's produced by Shark Creative. It was without Shark Creative. Entergy, Indian Points, Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelift Paintings, and White Plains YMCA. And our next guest here is started out working in an oil and gas company for 25 years, but God handed her a major challenge. And in 2013, Lexa Rollins had a head-on motorcycle accident and spent 22 days in intensive care and 2 months in the hospital. She had many shattered bones, but it was the diagnosis of her brain injury that was devastating. She was given only a 17% chance of survival that changed her life, but survive and thrive she did against all odds, and that allowed her to find her niche after experiencing this near-fatal motorcycle accident, and she became a transition coach. Her own experience was gut-wrenching, but she was determined to rewire, relearn, and she emerged ignited with a passion and a dedication to help others who have experienced similar serious events. Basically, if she could do it, so can they. She's created what she called the spheres of influence. Please welcome Lexa Rollins, all the way from Colorado. Hey, Lexa, how you doing?
Great, Fran. Thank you for having me on.
Well,
looking forward to this.
This is an incredible story. Now, at the time of the accident, did you know that at the moment you were going to hit straight on? Like, did you know that the, did you see, like, oh, my God, I'm about to get in an accident and I can't swerve?
Yes. I had a few seconds there, and it's very odd what happens, or at least for me. I don't think I actually thought words. I just realized it was over, and I relaxed. I just sort of allowed what was going to happen to happen. I didn't think I was going to live through it, so it was very odd. It was... Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. It was just this feeling.
So were were you unconscious for a while, or you were conscious the whole time?
Yes. I remember I woke up on the pavement for just a couple of minutes, and there was a woman who was a nurse, and all she kept saying was, you've got a broken arm, you've got a broken leg. this is broken, and I passed back out.
Wow.
Because I couldn't handle all of it. So I don't remember anything for days later.
Wow. And then,
yeah.
And you have a family, right? So your family was there at the hospital supporting you?
Yeah, a couple of them were, yes.
Okay, well, listen, there's always some that don't show up no matter what. Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah. But, listen, you know. Okay, so.
That's a whole different topic, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So what gave you the strength to decide to overcome? Because I know that the diagnosis of the brain and them telling you only had a 17% chance to live, that could be very devastating. So what inside you said, I'm going to beat these odds and, you know, and make that a transition in your life?
You know, Fran, it's a process. It's not like I woke up one morning and said, that's it. I'm really going to go after this. First of all, I had to really understand what brain injury was for me. And actually, I've been thinking about that a lot. You know, it is a process. I was so bad 4 years ago. It was just so bad. And today it's better.
And it's better. And this is the key thing, is that you've taken what you had, which was a tragedy, and you've turned it into a triumph. And so you've taken your 25 years of communication and business expertise, and you've blended that, your experience, your firsthand experience, where somebody says, I can't get through this. You go, listen, I got through it. You could do it. And you managed to weave life strategies with non-traditional physical, energetic, values-based practices to help people recover and thrive. So why don't you explain a little about what the Spheres of Influence program is, and how a person can learn about your program and where they can find you?
Thank you, Fran. You know, everything is about influence. And, you know, I think in business, of course, we're always looking at the external influences. But when we hit upon a transition, a difficult stage in our life, it's about influencing ourselves. So we really look at a lot of the inner pieces of what's going on. And of course, it's individual for each person, but we do look at our values. My values, that's something I hadn't looked at for, I don't know, decades. I mean, I knew strongly what they were, but I really got to align with my values, because I think after a transition or a difficult thing, we change a bit.
And you start to say what's important. So how did you take that and make this into a program? Did you outline the steps that you did to get over it and then say, oh, this would be a program that could work for other people?
I guess just talking with many other people and then starting to work with them as they go through their pieces. So I have, a general outline. But again, each person is so individualistic with respect to what they're going through.
Right, you know, and where
so
they are in the process.
Past.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So how do we take one step forward? You know, it's not an overnight transition, unfortunately. I wished it was, for myself as well. I mean, it's still a process of working through it, because you change a lot through this.
Well, that's like anything. You change as you're going through it, and then when you get to those aha moments, then all of a sudden it's like, wow, oh, I get it now. So the Spheres of Influence program, I just want to make sure people get, you know, this out of this before, you know. The program, is an individual one-on-one, or is it a workshop?
Right now, we're doing individual one-on-one.
Okay.
This is something I would like to really pull together and doing workshops for people who really want to get on this healing process. But right now, it's a one-on-one process.
Great.
Coaching.
And how can people find out about it if they want to talk and, you know, call you up and say, hey, look, this is what I'm going through. What's the procedure? Is your website is lexarollins.com, right? LexaRollins. That's lexarollins.com. And then also the website talks about the Spheres of Influence.
Yes. We're working on it, but it's up and running. There's a way to contact me. I'd love to talk to anyone who is interested in been moving forward a bit in their life. After a tough transition.
And you definitely were firsthand had that. So if somebody wants to speak to someone who knows, like, you're not going to go to a parenting, you know, council who never had a kid, you know, and then they go, oh, this is how you raise your kid. Well, you never had a kid, so what are you telling me? So here, you went through it, so you know, you could say, hey, listen, I was only given 17% chance, and I'm here, and I'm thriving. Check out Spheres of Influence. Go to Lexa Rollins, LexaRollins.com, and speak to Lexa, and she can help you out and help you transition through whatever you're going through. Friends World, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. And tell your friends to check it out and to come on. And remember to like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio, and follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark. WestchesterTalkRadio.com. Friends World, we'll be right back.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more. The services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl, explore your world, live it fast, and make it last.
Welcome to Fran's World. We're live in City Center and Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting and produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental. Entergy, Indian Point, Wartburg. We've got a lot of sponsors. And White Plains YMCA. And don't forget to download the iTunes app at Westchester Talk, and it's free, so don't give me any excuses. Oh, I can't do it. It costs money. It doesn't cost nothing, all right? Just go download it, share it with your friends, tell your whole neighborhood about it. All right, but you're watching, so you don't have to tell your neighborhood because they're watching. All right, so my next guest, I met at a Woman in Film Awards dinner, and we became quick friends. How? Because we crashed a red carpet event. We were like, what's happening in that room? Let's just walk in there. We sort of take a picture. Is it like, who are you? We're very famous. You don't know who we are. All right. So we walked in there. We were laughing. She's an Austrian-born and raised recording artist, film composer, and songwriter. She's been on stages in Vienna, Munich, Berlin, and she's held lead roles in performances of Catch, Starlight Express, Elizabeth, as a member of the KMC Vienna, which is a very prestigious school in Vienna. Okay? So I'm giving you people an education here. In 2011 and 12, when she began her musical career in the United States, she topped the Billboard breakout charts in the U.S. and in the U.K. pop commercial and dance charts. We have a hot lady here. In 2017, her classics record, The Quiet Heart, was released through Orchid, and which is a subsidiary of Sony Music. Dalal, who's sitting next to me, was nominated for a Hollywood Music in Media Award for her music work on a documentary called Hair, and I was in that, by the way, which went on to win Best Documentary in the IFS Film Festival. She has orchestrated tracks throughout with a Royal Liverpool Orchestra, and another album is going to be released in the summer of 2018. This year, she will also release a much-anticipated pop album called The Exchange and a follow-up classical record called Familia. There were a lot more credits, but I want her to be able to talk. So that's why we're going to have a conversation. Dalal.
Hello.
Ruckman, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me. This is very nice.
You're welcome. And me and Dalal, we were out late last night because we were at Dalal is on the cover of this EPN Spotlight magazine. You see Dalal right there. Right there and right there. Okay. So this is Dalal. They do a whole thing of her career in here. And it was that's my, oh, my engineer wants to stare at the picture. Okay, so she's right here. You can stare at her. Okay, so anyway, we went to the event. It was at Vandals last night. The media was there. Dalal was a star. And who else are the other two women on the cover?
That's Anna Enger and Molly Rogers. And they're both incredible.
Yes.
So I'm very honored to be on that with them.
Yeah, and very nice. And they were signing autographs. And Dalal even has a CD that people were getting yesterday. Which one was it? This one?
This one, yes. Hello, Facebook Live.
Okay, what is the name of that CD? Look how gorgeous she looks there. Not that you don't look good here. Okay.
It's called The Quiet Heart.
That's it, Quiet Heart. I love her music. I got one of her first albums. I actually was a sponsor of one of your first albums, I remember, a long, long time ago. Okay, Dalal.
All right.
From an early age, you were drawn to music. And in fact, I read this and I was like, you started playing the violin at 4.
Yeah.
And at 5 years old, you composed your first song?
Well, yeah, I think that's what you can call it if you just write a song, like, without, anything on. And it was just, yeah. I think it was called The Donkey.
It was called The Donkey.
It was called The Donkey, and it had all, like, every note was written in a different color. So I remember that. I don't remember what inspired it, but I guess it was a donkey.
The donkey sitting next to the violin that she was playing. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And the thing is, I've met your mom. I've actually been to Austria and at their house. And your mom, Maria, she's an artist and a healer in her own right. And she encourages you.
Absolutely,
She is so supportive. You guys have a great relationship.
Yeah.
And you told her that you wanted to be a conductor, a nun, and an astronaut. And she was like, that's good. Whatever you want to do.
Yes, she thought those were agreeable choices, so, yeah.
And what is your, did you have school, you had schooling and training, right?
Yeah.
And where was that?
Well, I started music school in Austria and then went to University of Vienna and then did SA College and Middlesex University and Conservatory, so, yeah.
And what music are you drawn to? Is it the classical?
Everything. I love everything. Right now it's Native American music and and Celtic music, so it's always something different. Depending on my phase in life, I think I just choose the music to that.
So when you're in those different phases, does your albums reflect the type of music? Like you have that classical.
I think I have my own style when I write, so it always comes out. It doesn't matter what the original inspiration was, it always comes out a certain way. Like I can't change that way it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely the motivation or inspiration changes for sure. And I hope, obviously, what I listen to will inspire me to, like, you know, add something or change it or grow in my music or my musicianship. So
what goes through your mind? Because obviously I'm a comic, so it's a little different. When I sit down and write jokes, I'll see somebody doing something and I'll go, I don't need to change that. I could just use that right there. But when you're writing, are you alone when you write? Are you collaborating with other people?
Oh, different. I like to write alone because I like to have my space and my... I don't like to get crowded. But I love to write with my producer. We've had a really, really great working relationship for the last year. So, you know, we know each other's rhythms and how we work. So that's great. But I just actually, which was really funny, we worked on co-composing a Danish-American album for a band. And it was me and my friend Annie. And it was the first time I collaborated with another composer on it. And another female composer, which was really, really fun to do and phenomenal. And we did, I think, 12 or 13 tracks. And that was really fun because we had to just get together. We only had a few hours to get it done every week. So we were working for about 2-3 months and then every week a couple hours. And it was a lot of fun. And it was, I learned a lot. And I think I hopefully, you know, soaked up some of her strength And we just had a really, really, really good time. Lots of ice cream. Never ate so much ice cream in my life. So
now, but okay. So ice cream is a motivation for you. Okay,
absolutely, so any kind of food.
Okay,
any kind of food.
So let me ask you. So you're saying you got together with her. So are you saying that at 2 o'clock you say we're going to get together, and then you could just sit down at 2 o'clock and start working?
That's right. Yeah.
Oh wow, you're very disciplined that way.
Yeah, I think. I mean. Like, I think an artist's life is not just like, oh, I feel like it right now. Let's do it right now. Like, it just, I think, you know, you have to have times and schedules and deadlines. And, you know, I mean, we're getting paid to to do what we do best.
Right.
So, like, you know, we better come up with something good at 2 o'clock.
Well, you know, it's funny because a lot of people don't understand what happens, you know, for, you know, they see the produced piece.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize necessarily what goes on behind the produced piece. Like when someone's writing stand-up, you know, they go, oh, you just get up there and you tell jokes? No, not really. You don't just get up there. So, I mean, it's the same thing. I have to say, okay, at 3 o'clock, from 3 to 5, I'm writing this chapter. And then you just kind of focus on that.
Yeah, and I think I've always been, I think there's artists work differently, obviously, but I've always been the one that like to prepare things, or I like to work on, even if it's like an improv piece, I like to work on the improv piece. I like to, I mean, even if it defeats the purpose of improv, but like, I'd like to do it once, like get through it, like rehearse it, maybe practice it once, you know,
just
feel
to see
it.
What it sounds like, and then that's where you come in and you do
not
your
like
changes.
In this interview, I did not prepare. Like,
but this is just a free flowing. This is improv.
This is my most improvised improv yet.
Well, that's because you're with me. I don't have the traditional interviews. Okay,
that's right.
And so also, you always look gorgeous in all your photos.
You're too kind.
Do you? No, I'm being real. Okay, but that's very nice. She's humble. Do you do your own makeup, or you have a makeup artist? They have different artists.
Yeah, so I do have a makeup artist. He's called Photoshop. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do that, or they do that?
Photoshop does. Like, it's really advanced now. It does it by himself. Like, I just put in the picture, and it does it by himself. I'm sorry.
I gotta meet this Photoshop person.
Yeah, amazing. Like, yeah.
If they could do it in real life, that'd be good. I'd go wherever I go. I have my Photoshop face on. Okay,
that's
it's radio,
right.
Thank God.
That's right. No.
But,
well, it's Facebook Live, too. Sort of.
Yeah, that is.
What's happening over there?
I don't know. I don't know. Jim, where'd you go with the Facebook Live? Well, right now it's taping the table.
Great.
I don't know. So
it's a white canvas. We're just filling it.
That is what we're looking like. No, Jim's over here because he's making sure that everybody knows that the show is on. So we got
Thank you, Jim.
We got the one-man operation, and Matt's over there laughing. I don't know. I think he's doing a crossword puzzle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
Fran was like, this is Facebook Live, so I just put on my earrings real quick, real quick, you know.
She was like, yeah, what are we going to do? I go, let's go into Target and get ready. No, okay. Target.
This is okay. So true. Sad, but true.
So if people want to hear samples of their music, you know, your music before they download it from iTunes, like, if they just go to spell your name so people at least know about that.
Okay, my name is spelled D. A.
Oh, man.
L.
She's going to kill me as the fast talker.
A-L.
D-A-L-A-L. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you look up Dalal, does it just come up, or they have to do your last name too?
Maybe my last name too. I don't know. I don't know how Google works.
Okay.
Apparently, Google can do it now, but I don't know how it works.
Well, how is the best way for people to find
you?
Well,
go to my website. Maybe that's www.dalal-music.com.
Dash. Now, people, remember dash, not underscore. Dash. Okay, right?
That's right.
So
that's
it's
right.
D-A-L-A-L
dash. Music.
And don't spill out the word. Dash music.
Yes, that's M-U-S-I-C .com. And the dash, exactly.
Right, the dash
and
is the
dash.
High line, not the low line.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, because you don't want to mix her up with the other Dalal that's the underlined people.
Oh, man.
Okay, all right. So...
Sorry, guys.
No, you were... There's nothing to be sorry about. This is her being her. That's what you want to hear, the beautiful person behind the music.
Oh, God.
And she... I mean, you know, when I first saw her, I mean, you look so gorgeous in these. And then when you do the videos, because you have videos with your music pieces.
Yeah, and there's more coming out because I have the pop record coming out later this year. So we've already shot some videos for that. Yeah.
And the thing that I like is that it's varied because the classical music is not you singing on it.
No.
It's actually you playing classical
music. No, and
music.
I particularly was very adamant on not having me sing on it and just, you know, have the music. And then one of the last sessions, I added one vocal.
Just so people would really know what's on.
But, you know, it could be anyone really, yeah.
Right, but I knew it's you.
Oh, thank you.
We had pictures in the studio. We knew it was you.
Oh, thank you.
And... Do you have a favorite song? Or, like, if somebody said, which song should I listen to? Do you have a favorite song?
Well, I have
song?
A one that I really, really like that's coming out on the pop record, and it's called Away From Me.
Away From Me.
Yeah, okay. And it was very special. Like, it's just you know, the writing process of it. And the same on the classical one, I think it's EOS. It was written...
How do you spell that?
That's E-O-S.
Okay, listen.
No, I got it.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was great because I usually write in colors, and that was just written during dawn and dusk, so it was just colors of, like, orange and purple and, you know. So.
What do you mean you write in colors? What does that mean?
When I start composing, I always have, like, a picture of a color in front of me.
Oh,
and,
really?
Like, yeah.
So, like, you'll have a blue in front of you or
yeah,
pink
or, like, or blue that goes into green or red or something. So, I like to go, like, along that flow. I don't like to deviate from that.
So that picture, like, centers you for your music? Is that what it
is? Yeah,
does?
It's, like, a good kind of, like, it sort of speaks to notes for me. Like, so, like, there's, you know, there's, like, a lot of red and orange and yellow, and then I was like, oh, you know, let's mix some purple in it or whatever.
Well,
wow,
that's
like,
really cool. So you did this for when you were four, and now you're still doing it.
Yeah, in a way. Like, I like colors. My mom is a painter, so maybe that has something to do with it.
And
so
her mother does a gorgeous work also. The two of them have photographed together for a lot of different things.
Hello, Mama.
Hello, Marie.
Hello.
Maria. So we know where people could hear your music. Now, last night was, you know, people were buying up copies of your CD. And... that wasn't on Facebook. People were buying up copies of your CD.
The magazine, and, that's right.
And of the magazine.
Sorry, it was a really late night yesterday. And we were, at one point, we were just like, it's so many people and so many, like... So it was so loud, and at one point we couldn't hear each other anymore. It was,
oh, good. I'm glad it's not just, you know, me, because I went home and I went, okay, what's going on that I can't hear in these places anymore?
I know, us too. Yeah, it was very, very loud, yeah.
And I know your shoes were killing you, so we're going to get a foot massage afterwards, reflexology. Matt, you up for it? No, I'm only kidding. Okay, no. It's you know, we have multi-purpose people here. But this is actually the second time that you've been on the cover of this magazine, right? And you've been in film. Too, right? You were in that movie with Caves or something?
That's right. I was in the movie with Caves or something like that.
What was it? Don't make fun of me that I don't have that in front of me.
It's called Into the Darkness, and it's actually how I met Anna, who's also on the cover. So we've stayed friends, even though the movie never aired. Welcome to Hollywood.
So she's been on the cover of two magazines, she's been in film, she does classical music, she does pop music, the videos are great. And do you have the same artist you work with?
I do, yeah. I have the same artist that I trust and love and that I work with, and I'm very, very blessed, to say the cliche, that I found such great people. They're amazing.
See, and that's cool that you get, because then it's exciting every time, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And you know each other's, literally, without putting a pun in here, you know each other's rhythm.
Yes, exactly. Nice
because,
pun.
Like, when I do comedy, a lot of times I like, you know, bouncing off my good friend Jeanette Barber.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Jeanette, what do you think of this? And then, you know, we go back and forth, like if we're doing a piece or a skit or something like that. And it just feels good to have somebody to bounce it off who understands your head.
Absolutely.
And where you're coming from. And by the way, I almost didn't recognize you last night, because usually you have blonde hair, and all of a sudden I walked in and I was like, wait, she's got pink.
That's because we haven't seen each other in a year.
Okay.
This has been going on for a year.
Oh, it's been going on for a year. Well, good. You missed my blue face. Okay. No.
I had blue hair. You can see it in the video. Behind the scenes of The Quiet Heart on YouTube.
Is there really one?
There is one, yes. And I have blue hair.
There you go. You know, I think she's really in the mob and is running away from people. And so she just disguises her hair, changes.
That
know,
is
hair
right.
Color,
yeah, you know. Yeah, you got me.
And also, by the way, you know, like I mentioned, she's from Austria. So just out of curiosity, so they follow, so you have Austria fans and your American fans, worldwide fans, do they prefer one music over the other?
I don't think so. I mean, they don't get to choose, really.
No. I mean, like, your records sell more, like the classics.
I don't know. I mean, Austria is definitely a big classical, you know, country. So classical music was always very important there. And, you know, I think it's still like a very, very relevant genre of music. And obviously, I hope that, you know, my classic music has, because you want your home country to kind of,
take you in and go, that's my girl. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if Austrians would say that like that, but yeah. Well,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. They'd say it more. Listen, I went there and I stayed.
That's right.
And her mom worked on me because I have this Hashimoto's thing that people know about for like 19 years, whatever. And her mom was working on me. And I had the most delicious food because her grandmother had like a whole vineyard in the back.
Oh, my grandmama, yeah.
And I love your grandmother and your grandfather.
Yeah, she's the best.
And it was great. She was like, eat more. And I was like, I thought only Italian grandmothers did this.
But that sounds more Austrian.
And she, eat, you know. But it was great. I met your brother. And it was just such a warm atmosphere. And it was fun because Dalal's just a really down-to-earth person. So besides loving her music, it's cool when you know that the artist themselves is a really good person. And I can vouch for that she's a really good person.
Thank you, Fran.
And that's why I'm letting you, come to my house for, 2 minutes.
Whee!
And no, we're spending Easter together, actually.
Yes, how excited am I?
Oh,
so
now
excited.
I know I got to repaint those eggs the right color for you so that you can sing
that's
at the table.
Right. No, that is an awesome idea, by the way.
Yeah, really. Yes. But, all right, so once again, please tell people the website where they can find you.
www.dalal-music.com.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Oh,
sorry
for
interrupting.
Yes. Don't interrupt. Pick up the CD. Check her out on YouTube. Look at EPN Spotlight. See her on the cover. This is Fran's World at City Center, and we'll be right back. If you want to find out about
contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
You want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl, explore your world, live it fast, and make it last.
And this is Fran's World, Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from City Center, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by our sponsors, Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Skyline, Genesis Event Marketing, JP McHale Pest Management, and Salem Golf Club. And hold on a second. If you're going, what the heck was that? That was me taking a sip of delicious water. Why? Because our next guest, Carolyn, has been called many names. I'm only going to tell you the ones on air that I could say. No, she's been called many names. Water lady, hydration specialist, Gunga Din. She's been in the business of water filtration and ionization since 2005 and worked with medical doctors, chiropractors, Reiki practitioners, fitness experts, and families. She's active in the Women's Club and MJ with a project to bring clean water to third worlds. She also fundraises for Haiti schools and medical facilities in Guyana to help the people attain safe drinking water. Her goal is to make a difference in the world with water filtration and ionization. And I met her at my comedy club, Taramina's. She was there in the audience laughing, and I went over introducing myself to everybody, and I see her sitting there with her own bottled water instead of drinking out of the glass that they had, and I'm like, you bring your own water? And she's like, oh, yes, there's a whole thing about water. I go, oh, I have to talk to you because I'm researching water because I have Hashimoto's, and they said to get reverse osmosis, and then I found that it's dead water. Oh, so many things. But first I want to ask you, Carolyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
And why do they call you Gunga Din?
Well, because I am the water lady, but mostly because I bring water to people, and Gunga Din was the person that brought water to people.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so they see you got a little history here right now. Now, it's known that a person can survive 3 weeks without food. Like Mahatma Gandhi survived 21 right. days with complete starvation. But since our body is 60% water, every living cell needs the liquids and the water to keep functioning.
That's right.
So we can survive about 2 days, you know, without liquid or water, or a max maybe a week. So the key is we want the best possible water to be put in our body. Now, people think you could just drink water. Oh, it's water coming out of tap.
Ooh.
But there's so many different types of water. So explain briefly to the audience, because people, you know, they just think water is water, and it's not. There's a difference between tap water, mineral water, city water that has fluoride in it, well water, bottled water, reverse osmosis, which is dead water, and distilled water, and ionized water. So just go a little bit about the differences of water and why water, the right water, is so important.
Oh, water is essential to everyone in every way. So the reverse osmosis water, basically what that does is it takes all the minerals that are naturally in water, it takes it out, and you're drinking, as you said, dead water.
Meaning, reverse osmosis takes the good stuff as well as the
absolutely.
Bad stuff
so
out,
then
so
what,
it's dead.
Right. And then what happens is your body, it's taking the good stuff, your calcium and everything out of your body, and because it needs it. So you're losing a lot by drinking that type of water.
So you're actually causing more health problems.
Absolutely.
Because now, even though you're saying, well, I'm getting the bad stuff out, but you're also getting the good stuff out, kind of like chemo.
Exactly.
Like, it'll kill the cancer cells, but it also kills the other cells
That's
as well.
True. That's
and
true.
And so you're like, well, good, I'm getting rid of my cancer. Yeah, but you're killing everything else, too.
That's right.
So you want to eat the right type of cells. I mean, it's...
You don't want to eat the cells, actually.
Right. Yeah. Drink the right type
but the
of water.
One thing is water, the tap water, has so many contaminants in it, and it's horrible.
Explain to people, like, what kind of contaminants,
because
I don't think people realize.
There are so many contaminants that I can't even pronounce these things, and if you can't read it, you shouldn't be drinking or eating it. But one of the things I would suggest to people is go on EWG, which is environmentalworking.org, yes. And on EWG.org, you can put in your zip code, and it will tell you what is in your water. It is amazing. You'll be so shocked. And how many cancer-causing contaminants are in our water.
Now, I mean, certain things when you think about it, you think, oh, it's my water, it's coming to me. But you don't realize your water, the toxins in it, is from the environment. So you have, like, in disinfectants, mercury, lead, chloride, fluoride, prescription drugs. All that stuff is in your water. And you say, no, but they filter the water, but it still gets in there. And that's what people don't realize. And people think fluoride is good for them.
It is
not. Explain.
It is not. It's actually a byproduct of the aluminum industry, which is not good for you at all. It can cause a lot of problems, health problems, medical problems, problems with your brain function. It is really horrible.
See, initially they said, oh, we're going to put this in the water because it's going to strengthen your teeth. Not realize,
no.
And especially for people with Hashimoto's, fluoride is very bad for anybody with an autoimmune disease. So you definitely do not want fluoride or any of the other stuff in your water.
Other thing I want to mention, too, is bottled water. Now, bottled water is not really good
that.
Either because bottled water is actually not really regulated. It's regulated very little. And the problem with bottled water is that there are so many chemicals in there that people don't even realize that they're in there. Like, when you buy bottled water, please check on the label and see what's in it. You may be very surprised because it has things like calcium, sulfates, and it has potassium chloride, which is actually what they use to do lethal injections. Potassium chloride. So you don't even know what you're drinking, and people are buying this stuff left and right. Tap water now, on the other hand, is regulated. However, they have to put something in it to bring it back to balance so it doesn't ruin our pipes. For example, our infrastructure pipes outside the house and outside our on the land. So, I mean, there's so much contamination and corrosion in there, and then we're drinking this stuff. I mean, it's really disgusting.
And so you're thinking, oh, I'm drinking water, that's good. And one just by the way, just so you know, this is glass, not, okay. So, now, when we were talking, unless, like, if you do reverse osmosis, the only way that that would be good is if they remineralize
Absolutely.
Your water. But you actually have a system that you lent me, which is called Kangen.
Yes,
right?
Kangen water.
Kangen water. And explain, and it's got all these different numbers on it, 7.0, 8.2, because there's a difference between your body have alkaline in it and acidic. Explain that,
well,
please.
What that does is it actually restructures the water, so when the water comes in your source, it actually has a filter in it, and that filter will filter out many of the, it won't filter out fluoride, but it'll filter out many of the contaminants. And what you'll be drinking is clear, plain, clean, safe, beneficial water. Now, the difference in the pH, it'll change the pH, but it also, by restructuring the water, makes the molecules very small. So they'll actually enter your cells much quicker, much faster, for better hydration, which is also important. Because if you lose just a little bit of your hydration, you're really going to have mental problems. You're going to have a lot of problems. So hydration is so important. I even ask people, what happens when you go into the hospital? What's the first thing they do?
Right,
they hydrate you.
Right.
It's so important. It's so important.
And there is also a correct time to, well, there's a correct thing about drinking water. 100 if you weigh 100 pounds, you should drink 50 ounces of water a day. It's always half your body weight in ounces.
It's actually ideal body weight, because if someone was 300 pounds and they had to drink 150 ounces,
well,
they'd be floating away, you know? You don't want to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So you want to drink what your ideal body weight is. Like somebody 300 pounds, if they should weigh 150, they should drink
That's
about 75.
That's a good point, right, exactly. If they weigh 1,200 pounds, forget it. They're like sucking down the river.
They're done. Yeah. They're done for it. Absolutely.
And just real quick, there's correct times to drink water. Like, you should drink water, like, as soon as you get up in the morning, 2 glasses of water after waking up, 1 glass of water 30 minutes before each meal helps with digestion. 1 glass of water before taking a bath helps lower blood pressure. And actually, cardiologists determine that heart attacks can be triggered by dehydration. So you want to make sure you stay hydrated.
Absolutely.
Where can people find out more about water and your and the system that you guys have that works so well for people?
Okay, and I also do filtration. So where they can find out is go on my website, which is Aim for Good Health.
AIMFORGOOD.net. AIMFORGOODHEALTH.net.
Yeah.
I always say it twice in case people don't have a pen.
It's easy. Aim for good health, because don't we all aim for good health? One thing I want to mention definitely about the machine that I distribute, if you press a button, you can get highly acidic water and high alkaline water. The good part about that is, you know that they spray, there's all the fruits and vegetables are sprayed with all these disgusting things. And this has the ability to actually remove the oil-based pesticides and herbicides off your fruits and vegetables.
And we're talking about organic
stuff,
too.
It is so important, even organic, because the groundwater is so infiltrated with all these chemicals. It's horrible.
Carolyn, thank you so much for coming on the show. And you've been listening to Fran's World. I want to thank Jim Clearfield. I always say your name wrong, Jim. You would think after a million years I would know it. And Matt and Andrew, follow me on Facebook, Twitter. Check out my website, FranCapo.com. Please spread the word about the show. And if you know somebody who would like to be a sponsor of this show, in addition to our wonderful sponsors that I've listed before, contact me via my website at FranCapo.com. And remember, everyone has a special talent inside. Find out what it is and let it shine. Create a good day.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends, bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark.